It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You have to have the truth to have a starting point. So when you, like, if I'm lying to you about who I am, or I'm lying to you about whatever, there's no starting point. There's a false reality. You have to create the real reality.
Well, it's ultimately the principle that, you know, you want to be a little bit better in some way tomorrow than you are today, but it's not gonna be in a linear path. Again, these go through cycles of stress and recovery. So it's just kind of being able to surf the flow of that and know, again, it really comes down to balance. So it's the practices, you need to know what to do for sure. And then you need to know how to apply those things in the right way.
For some reason, school and society have this way of making you feel like there's only two ways in. You're either born into it or you wait your turn. But what I've learned is that there's always, always the third door. And at the entrance where you have to jump out of line, run down the alley, bang on the door 100 times, crack open the window, go through the kitchen, there's always a way in. And it doesn't matter if that's how Gates sold his first piece of software or how Spielberg became the youngest director in Hollywood history, they all took the third door.
But every time I failed, I always had an excuse. I always had a reason. You know, I was just blaming everyone else for why I wasn't succeeding in life. But after my third major failure, that's when I really stopped and realized I'm the common denominator here. I am the one person that is consistent in all three of these massive failures. And unless I'm gonna take that really serious to change the person that I am, then my outcome is never gonna change.
Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. All right, I'm not real smart. I have no courage. I have no self-esteem. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. But if I tell myself I'm strong, I have courage, I'm smart, and all these are lies, you continuously push that starting point backwards. So that starting point is the truth.
You know, fear is a belief that something negative is going to happen rather than something positive is going to happen. So it's like, that's on the other side. You're almost believing in your failure, right? Rather than believing in your success. So you have to go attack and collapse these different fears. A lot of the fear comes because we're afraid that we're gonna judge ourselves harshly or whatever. So you gotta realize, like, there is no such thing as failure. There's just learning. Right, so you collapse the penalty for failure, so that collapses the fear, which allows you to believe even more. So that's one way to do it. And the other way is to just look at fear itself and play out the different scenarios, know that you're gonna be fine. Again, forgive yourself, always. And really also just attack fear wherever you see it.
And the difference between fearlessness and courage is that fearlessness is jumping off of the cliff without thinking. Courage is acknowledging your fear, analyzing the consequences, and deciding you still care so much about it, you're gonna take one step forward anyway.
That's why people gotta understand what is in us, we have no idea until we start trying hard. And I mean really trying hard, where you're obsessed with, hey, this is my new norm. My new norm is that, wow, this isn't always fun. It's not always meant to be fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard.
And if you believe there's something that's irrational that should control you, that will apply universally. So wherever you find fear specifically, collapse fear wherever you see it, and that specific collapse will help with the universal collapse of fear in general.
The key of taking that first step, it's not about trying to logically argue with those voices in our head. You will never win against the voices in your head if you try to argue with them. What I've learned is that if you, instead of focusing on the voices and the fears, you focus on the desires.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Every day, I try to wake up and work on like what excites me, what makes me feel like I'm having impact or I'm sort of fulfilling my potential in some way. So if I'm thinking about a foundational belief, it's that everyone has something that they can offer the world, and they've got to figure out what that thing is, and then they've got to make a lot of very difficult decisions, usually saying no to things that puts them in the best position to fulfill whatever that potential is.
As human beings, we are meant to grow. And when you stop growing, your soul and your heart and your spirit dies. But as you move through life, it is unavoidable to face things that are challenging, face disappointment, face things that are just absolutely heartbreaking. The ability to have self-awareness and to have the ability to pause before your emotions take over and take you down a negative spiral.
You just gotta understand, the only thing that you're responsible for is your best. Like, you can't do better than your best. You just do your best. And if you try to obsess too much, you're not doing your best, you're gonna be paralyzed, right? So you have to get as much information as you can, make the most educated choice, make sure that you're not choosing based on ego or emotion or, you know, greed or these other forces that delude you and prevent you from thinking clearly. But if you do your best and you fail, like, what are you gonna do, beat yourself up for that? Like, that doesn't make any sense. If you're doing your best, if you're really laying it out there, there's nothing more you can do.
When you say, how do I make this happen? You're undoing all your work because you're operating from a place of fear. Because you're asking, how do I, little me, make it happen? And if I don't make it happen, it means it's not gonna happen, which means I'm in a fear vibration. Instead, ask yourself, this is all done. I've locked it in, chosen the thermostat, I've done the work, I'm the millionaire version of me, I've cultivated my circle, I've got everything down. How can I now show up to participate in this process?
That's what we do. We go like, what's the meaning of life? As though someone's supposed to tell us. And he's saying, no, actually, life is asking you that question. Existence asks you that question, and you answer it with your choices and decisions and the life. So your life is the answer, right?
Well, when you are in the face of so much uncertainty, which we all are right now, what you have to do is you have to win the battle that you can win, which is the battle with your own mind.
We all have two people. We have the easy voice, which is that 20% telling yourself that I'm easy at 90% of my full potential, maybe 100% at that 20%. That's that voice that we all love. Doesn't care how good you are, just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. That's where you want to be at. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is a voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. In this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light.
Young people will always look up and reach for the highest branch they see as possible. Whether it's up to parents, whether it's up to schools. And what I've learned is that when you change what someone believes is possible, you change what becomes possible.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.